Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory goes into effect late this afternoon. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine for today with high temperatures into the mid-60s. We'll have our winds gusty out of the south at 15 to 30. Then for tonight, mostly clear, still on the windy side with lows trending colder back in the mid-teens. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, drought conditions across Kansas continue to harm the agricultural industry, but it's not just those trying to grow their winter wheat crop, but also those in the livestock industry, as a higher volume of cattle are being on the auction block with these severe drought conditions across most of the state.
Most of these cow-calf operators are culling whatever cows they can, older cows, maybe less productive cows. Our numbers have gone up a little bit, maybe not as drastically as some of the barns further south of us.
That's Josh Muller, one of the owners and operators of El Dorado Livestock Auction on KWCH News, where he says if you've seen higher prices for beef at the grocery store, it's due to higher prices for hay and grain. And although we may not run out of beef, the prices may continue to increase over the next year.
We do have a good market, and that's helping producers and ourselves as well. And again, due to just supply and demand, we look for prices to get higher as we go into next year.
At American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Newman Regional Health Center out of Emporia, Kansas has officially been honored with a new accreditation for its cardiac catheterization laboratory, along with the staff's diligent care of patients. WIBW reports that the American College of Cardiology recognized Newman Regional Health on Wednesday this week for its commitment to patients in its cardiac catheterization lab. In the announcement, it said, quote, they demonstrated expertise and commitment in treating patients who come to their cardiac catheterization laboratory for care, including diagnostic catheterizations, along with PCI procedures. They say the accreditation was based on diligent on-site evaluation of the staff's ability to evaluate, diagnose, and treat those who come into the lab. In other news, Clay County officials are warning individuals in the community about a rise of COVID-19 cases, the flu, along with RSV, and now are urging residents in the community to get vaccinated and continue their mitigation efforts. According to the Clay County Health Department, they've reported a jump of 43 active cases of COVID-19, 36 of which have tested positive since Monday this week.
Double the joy! Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Gearing Police Department has officially announced that they have two positions open in the department for patrol officers, as NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff reports these positions are full-time positions and individuals could be assigned to the rotating shifts. They say the duties of the position include patrols across Gearing, conducting investigations, and helping with traffic regulations. Applicants for the position must be 21 years or older at the time of employment, have a valid driver's license, must be able to pass a physical exam, a written exam, an oral interview, and have either a high school diploma or GED. For more information, you can go to the website at gearing.org, and the applications are open until the 30th of December. In other news, 69-year-old Joyce Mick of Lincoln is facing felony charges from embezzling from the Bayard Cemetery District when she served as the secretary and treasurer. According to court documents, she had paid herself close to $16,000 $100,000 more in total gross salary than she had received in 2019 to 2021.
It's Bushels for Freedom.
Friends of the NRA want you to help them protect the Second Amendment across the Mid-America region.
And now you can.
It's Bushels for Freedom. Donate your agricultural commodities,
including bags of grain,
hay,
ag supplies, and more,
to the Friends of the NRA and win great prizes. Donate commodities with values between $300 up to $5,000, and you could win any one of our great prizes, like an Orca 20-quart cooler, a Silver Stag knife, or even one of our firearms, including a Kel-Tec CP-33, Hellcat Pro 9mm, maybe a Springfield Garrison or Henry 3030, or even a Colt Python.
Woo-hoo!
It's time to become a national sponsor of the Friends of the NRA with our Bushels for Freedom commodities donation. For more information, call Tyler at 316-213-0568 or go online for more information at friendsofthenra.org/sponsor. It's the Bushels for Freedom commodity donation to the Friends of the NRA. Help protect your right to keep and bear arms.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Christmas opening in Marysville is Saturday with a squirrely Marysville Christmas. Marysville Chamber in Main Street invites shoppers to find a meandering black squirrel inside five local chamber member businesses, and you could win $25 in chamber bucks from 9 a.m. until noon. Museums will be open with free admissions and include a tremendous Christmas at the historic courthouse. Pony Express Museum will offer pictures in their stagecoach. There will be a story reading at the Marysville Public Library at 10:30. The parade downtown with Santa's arrival is 11 a.m. After the parade, Santa and Mrs. Claus will meet with youngsters at the Kester House Gazebo Park. There will be a live nativity in the Kester House Museum west of the walkway from noon until 2, with camel rides in the gazebo park from 1 until 3. Saturday at 3, a free movie, Tom and Jerry, will show at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville, sponsored by Citizens State Banks. Frankfort Community Christmas Festival is Saturday with the annual Festival of Trees, a benefit for the ambulance service, on display from 9 until 3 at 119 North Kansas Avenue. Leave your bids Saturday and winners will be announced at 3 p.m. Santa arrives at 10:30 and will greet youngsters until noon. Chili and chili dogs will be served 10:30 until they're gone. Nearly two dozen local and home-based businesses will participate in the second annual Sippin' Shop Saturday 4 until 8 in Frankfort. Waterville will host Christmas on Commercial Street Saturday with rides on the Central Branch Railroad from 3 to 4:30. A Santa cruise through town at 4:30 with Santa arriving downtown at 5. Kids crafts and activities, a chili feed at the community center Saturday evening. Turkey and ham drawings are at 6:45 and the Christmas tree lighting at 7 p.m. Saturday in Waterville. The 42nd annual Santa's Gifts and Goodies Craft Show is Saturday at the old grade school gym in Washington with 42 vendors from 8:30 until 2 p.m. Marshall County Tree of Light Ceremony is planned Saturday at the United Methodist Church in Marysville at 1:30. The church is at 1500 North Street. Celebrate, honor, and remember loved ones that have passed with a ceremony. Honor a loved one with the lighting of a candle and reading of their name at the annual ceremony. Please bring a photo to share at the memorial table. Ceremony will be broadcast via Facebook Live at the Meadowlark Hospice Facebook page Saturday at 1:30. Washington Chamber of Commerce Secret Santa is underway. Ask at local businesses if you're the Secret Santa, and a winner each week through Christmas will receive $25. You must ask in person, no text or email messages. Marshall County Community Choir Christmas Cantata is Sunday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church, 1500 North Street in Marysville. Palmer Christmas is Sunday. The event begins at 5 with a soup supper at the Palmer Cafe. And at 5:30, they'll have a countdown to the grand lighting before Santa Claus arrives in Palmer. First-degree murder charges were filed Monday against a Marysville man, 66-year-old Gerald Brown, who allegedly killed his wife. Early Thanksgiving morning, he was taken into custody after authorities responded to a 911 call at 1070 Granite Road north of Marysville, where 57-year-old Jennifer Brown was found dead with gunshot wounds. Marshall County Attorney Brent Lippert filed first-degree murder charges in Marshall County District Court and Gerald Brown made his first appearance with a preliminary hearing set for December 12th. He remains in custody in the Marshall County Jail on $1 million bond. Darlene M. Stalder, age 90 of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment, 4 Mile Cemetery, south of Humboldt. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary. Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Darlene Stalder.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Christmas season is upon us, and the Marshall County Community Choir would like to invite you to their annual Christmas cantata on December 4th at 1:30 p.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. The choir will present A Weary World Rejoices by Joseph M. Martin. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will also perform. Please join us on December 4th at 1:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Merry Christmas!
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting windy conditions across much of the region here for today. This comes on ahead of an approaching cold frontal boundary, which drops our temperatures, especially into your Saturday. We go from the 60s for high temperatures for this afternoon to the teens for low temperatures for the night tonight, and only expecting highs to reach the upper 30s, with sunshine making a return for your Saturday. Temperatures, though, do look to moderate back closer to average into the day on Sunday. We're back to a high temperature in the upper part of the 40s. Likewise, into your Monday, still looking to stay dry with at least some partial sunshine. Highs once again into the upper 40s. Trending cooler once again than Tuesday into Wednesday of next week, with Tuesday's highs hovering right around the mid-30s and middle to upper 30s for highs on Wednesday. Much the same on Thursday, with 30s for highs there. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early December 47, record high on this date 70. The average low 26 and the record low 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:29, sunset this evening at 5:05. 41 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's a check of the news and weather for this Friday, the 2nd of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Puzzled by what to get the family this Christmas? Make Reflections Hallmark in Marysville your Christmas store. From puzzles and gift bundles for everyone in the family, to ornaments and everything Christmas decor to make it your home for the holidays. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 until 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 3. Shop Reflections in Marysville this holiday season.
Buffalo dominates on Thursday night football. Hello, everyone. Mark Remillard reporting on sports. A commanding win last night for the Bills as they visited the Patriots for Thursday night football.
Looks into the end zone, can't find anybody. Chase to the sideline, fires into the end zone, and it is caught. Gabe Davis makes the catch in the end zone.
WGR on the call. Josh Allen found Gabe Davis on that play for an 8-yard touchdown. He threw for 223 yards and 2 TDs as Buffalo cruised past the Patriots 24-10. Moving on to an upset in college hoops as number 4 Arizona visited Utah in a Pac-12 battle.
Back out front, Mattson open for 3. Got it. Rattles down the triple to Gabe Mattson.
Thanks to Learfield for that call as Gabe Mattson hit a 3. Utah held Arizona to their lowest scoring game of the season, 81-66, the final score. Continuing in college hoops with two Big East, Big 12 battles. First with number 2 Texas hosting number 7 Creighton.
5 to shoot for the baseline. Jumper up. Good!
The Longhorn Radio Network contributing that call. Marcus Carr had a big night for Texas, scoring 19 points as they held off the Blue Jays with a 72-67 win. Kansas hosting Seton Hall.
There's a lob toward Uday. Big time Rim Rocket Jam! Alabama.
The call from Learfield, one of the multiple big slams for center Ernst Udeh Jr. He had 10 on the night to help Kansas blow out Seton Hall 91-65. To the ice.
Processing Cole, of course. Header feed. Score! It went in! Pine 1000 for Steven Stamkos!
WFLA on the call as Nicholas Paul scores off an historic assist by Steven Stamkos, his 1,000th point of his career. The Lightning ground the Flyers 4-1. And finally, the World Cup group stages conclude today with groups G and H playing their last games. Yesterday saw big upsets as both Germany and Belgium were eliminated from the Cup. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls' play. Hiawatha beat Marysville 34-32. In double overtime, Riley County edged Valley Heights 39-36. In boys' play, Marysville took Hiawatha 63-27. Riley County topped Valley Heights 41-36. And Pawnee City took Diller O'Dell 50-49. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Sabetha. Girls and boys action live on KNDY. Frankfort at Pawnee City, Axtell at Donovan West. Washington County at Lynn. Centralia's at Nemo Hall Central. Diller O'Dell hosting HTRS. And Southern at Hurricanes Palmyra.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe. Propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Friday, time for the Steckline Report.
Cattle market's been good if you've been watching it at all. I tell you what, it's strong, and it's going to stay strong for a while, in our opinion. Of course, if we knew it all, we wouldn't be here, friends. We'd be making a bunch of money somewhere else. But in the meantime, we're pretty excited about, first of all, the cattle on feed report out a few days ago. cattle traded higher. Everybody's attitude went up, excited, maybe for the next year. Wouldn't that be something? Look at this cattle on feed report and see that total inventories were down 2% from a year ago. Placements dropped 6% from last year. We're 9% below the five-year average and the lowest level in 20 years. Folks, that's big news when it comes to placements of cattle, which will be coming out in about 3 or 4 months. Marketings, well, they're pegged up 1%. So you get a less cattle on feed, and you sell more to get rid of them. Now, that in itself is good news. So everybody's guessing what's going to happen with this cattle market next year, including yours truly. We've got kind of a mess on our hands because I tell you what, I think it's going to be difficult for me to try to make some money on the Steckline Ponderosa. When we buy those calves this coming spring, I don't know what we're going to have to pay for them. And then you cross your fingers and everything else that you've got to cross, and hope that the market stays at least as strong. Prefer to get a little bit up, we're bound, when we sell them in October. But when it's this high, it's hard to get them to go from here to here. You know what I'm talking about? Sure you do. I don't care whether you raise cattle or not. Stay tuned, but keep bought up so you don't miss that stake. See you on the next Steckline Report.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Soybeans, cotton, and sorghum. Oh my. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Chris Little, K-State Professor of Plant Pathology, gives insight on seedling, root, and stem diseases of soybeans, cotton, and sorghum.
The first one that's really caused a lot of issues is soybean sudden death syndrome, which is a soil-borne disease. Pathogens that sit in the soil cause problems. The leaves will start to become yellow. They'll stay stuck to the stem. And if you pull those roots up, sometimes there's root rot. There's a connection between soybean cyst nematode and sudden death syndrome. You usually find the nematode and you find the fungus in the same field causing problems. You know, one way to think about dealing with sudden death syndrome is to test your fields. When it's dry like this, we have another disease problem that shows up, and that's charcoal rot. You'll see areas in your field when it's really hot that start to go down. And you can go out in the field and find plants that are wilting before everybody else and pull them up and see little black discoloration on the roots. We had a warm, dry summer, and I think that we're going to have some charcoal rot impacts.
Little describes diseases of sorghum and how they affect production.
Stalk rots are always something to keep an eye on. The stalk gets colonized by different fungi. Charcoal rot that we find in soybean also affects sorghum, so it can colonize the roots and the stalk. The one that really can be problematic, though, is fusarium, another fungus that's soil-borne, can get into the stalks, and in some cases cause lodging. So the fungus degrades the tissue in the base of the stalk, and that degradation leads to weakness, and that leads to stalks keeling over in the field, and that makes harvest really difficult. So if you have a stalk rot problem, that can really affect your ability to harvest that and subtract from your overall yield.
Little explains his recent work with cotton seedlings and the diseases to be on the lookout for.
So we've been looking at seedlings. We've been identifying fungal pathogens from those, you know, sequencing them and culturing them and doing all those lab things so that we know what our culprits are, what we expect to see, and can advise as far as seed treatment options, look for potential seedling disease resistance and that sort of thing. And then ultimately, we're looking also into mature plant wilt and root diseases as well. A couple to be on the lookout for are Verticillium, which is a fungus that can really affect defoliation in cotton. And another one to be on the lookout for will be the Fusarium disease. So both of these are soil-borne pathogens that we expect to see in mature cotton plants. But right now, we've really been focused more on the seedling side of things.
That's K-State Professor of Plant Pathology, Chris Little, giving insight on seedling, root, and stem diseases of soybean, cotton, and sorghum. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The constellations of winter have returned to the nighttime sky. We turn our focus to the most recognizable of them all on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 2nd, the 336th day of the year. Tennis player Monica Seles has a birthday, and the first artificial heart transplant was performed on this day in 1982. Sky watchers have no doubt noted the return of the winter constellation Orion. The three stars lined up to form the Hunter's Belt is one of the most distinctive patterns in the sky, and now there's evidence that the earliest calendars in human history may have been based on Orion. Archaeologists in modern-day Croatia have decoded ancient artwork showing the movement of Orion as a prominent marker on the culture's calendar. A little something to ponder as you gaze upon winter's most recognizable constellation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. 41 as that south wind surges in. Highs this afternoon, likely into the 60s, but look out, cold front coming in overnight.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Hoops back in action last night as the number 9 Kansas Jayhawks top Seton Hall Pirates at 91-65 last night with five players on the Jayhawks putting double points on the board. Number 15 guard Kevin McCullough topped the board last night, playing 35 minutes total in the game with 10 rebounds, 1 assist, and 17 points, followed by Jalen Wilson forward, sitting with 32 minutes on the game with 13 rebounds, 1 assist, and 15 points overall. That puts the Jayhawks number 2 in the Big 12 Conference right now with their overall record of 8-1 and number 9 in the AP's National Top 25 poll. The Jayhawks are now off for an entire week with action again on the road next Saturday, December 10th, against Missouri at 4:15. Kansas State Wildcat basketball is back in action tomorrow at 8 p.m. against Wichita State, that one at home in Manhattan. They're coming off their loss against Butler on Wednesday this week, 76-64. The Wildcats are number 4 in the Big 12 with a record of 6-1.
New Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Kansas Jayhawk football season may be over, but the Wildcats are set for the Big 12 championship coming up this Saturday as they say they're ready to take on the 12-0 TCU Horned Frogs. As that makes the 9-3 Wildcats come into the game as the underdogs.
They know they've been doubted quite a bit this year. Our guys have really risen up, especially when people have doubted them. They've risen to the top. We have to find ways to finish plays, finish drives, get off the field on defense. That's the biggest thing that I think that disappointed us is we couldn't get off the field on defense. Thus, our offense just never had the ball much in that second half.
That was head coach Chris Kleinman on WIBW as he reflects on the last time they played the Horned Frogs, where they came back from 11-point deficit in the second half to win the game. But running back at Deuce Vaughn says the Wildcats are tough and they're ready for the challenge.
You're not going to see a whole bunch of guys that were heavily recruited out of high school in this football team. That's going to be a lot of guys that had to claw, scratch, and try and get their way into this spot.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs ran away hosting the Hiawatha Redhawks in the season opener Thursday. Marysville boys win 63-27, holding Hiawatha scoreless in the opening eight, leading 16-0, and a 28-point halftime advantage, led by Jack Lauer with 17 points. Brett Williams scores 13, and Sanders Zetterman, a senior reserve in the ballgame, with a dozen. Hiawatha, with a single field goal and free throws in the first half, was led by senior reserve Paul Labo with 10 points in a 63-27 Marysville decision. Marysville girls fell in the opener 34-32. Game tied late. A Marysville lob pass across the lane, tipped away by Kenzie Nelson to Darcy Lears. She gets the game-winning layup, leading Hiawatha scoring with 12 points. Josie Delaney in double figures with 10. Marysville paced by Haley Ingalls with a dozen points. Final Hiawatha 34, Marysville 32. Bulldogs tip off at Sabetha Friday. Game live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls play. Hiawatha beat Marysville 34-32. In double overtime, Riley County edged Valley Heights 39-36. In boys play, Marysville took Hiawatha 63-27. Riley County topped Valley Heights 41-36. And Pawnee City took Diller-Odell 50-49. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Sabetha. Girls and boys action live on KNDY. Frankfort at Pawnee City, Axtell at Donovan West, Washington County at Lynn, Centralia's at Nemo Hall Central, Diller O'Dell hosting HTRS, and Southern entertains Palmyra.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-S-U-R-S.
Feel the excitement.
To the 20, to the house. Touchdown, Kansas State.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Dallas to battle the undefeated TCU Horned Frogs for the Big 12 championship. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game here on Classic Country KNDY.